Ralph Waldo Emerson said this: stand guard at the portal of your mind. He was telling us that when we just let thoughts come in indiscriminately, that we rob ourselves of power in our own thinking, our own self-talk. Welcome, I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome. This is Dawn Mathis with Institute LifeWorks. Have you ever asked the question, what should I say? When you're anticipating a job interview, a heart-to-heart with a loved one, a presentation to an audience, a Zoom call, maybe even a date. And you're so anxious about it, and you ruminate about it, and you worry about it, and think, I just want to make a good impression. I just want to say the right thing. And yet, when we talk to ourselves, our self-talk, we rarely think about what to say. And for yourself, you may typically be in default mode or on autopilot when you're talking to yourself. And yet, the person you can influence the most and say the right things to is you. So the one thing I want you to take away today from this podcast is this. You can literally rewire your brain with your thoughts and your self-talk, because your brain has something called neuroplasticity, which means that the brain has the ability to rewire itself and create new beliefs and new thoughts, new programs. And the key is saying the right words and lots of repetition. So when you were born, you began receiving units of information, passively allowing input from your parents, maybe religious institutions, your teachers, your friends, the media. And these formed your programs, your thoughts, as you let them in. And this is where beliefs and self-esteem and paradigms originated from. So the paradigms we talked about on the previous podcast, I believe it was podcast number 3, paradigm busting, those limiting beliefs we have, those paradigms, you allow them by default to speak to you, and many times to speak for you. And 95% of the thoughts you and I think are repeated and re-spoken in our minds every day. Thousands of them. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this: stand guard at the portal of your mind. He was telling us that when we just let thoughts come in indiscriminately, that we rob ourselves of power in our own thinking, our own self-talk. They all become diluted, less powerful, and rarely compelling us to significant action. It is what someone once coined SNIOP, susceptible to the negative influences of other people. So here's the thing. You don't get to not think. You think thoughts, whether you direct and control them or passively allow someone else's thoughts to come into your brain and speak for you and think for you. But through the mental activity of the will, you can give yourself, your mind, a command and follow it. You can direct yourself to empowered thinking and empowered self-talk. So just like the athlete building muscle in the gym, this happens through repetitive lifting of weights. You can, the same way, build your self-esteem and your chances for success by repeating positive thoughts and positive self-talk. Just remember, even taking small steps can take you up Mount Everest. Progress is more important than perfection. So there are places or rooms within your house of thought, or patches in your thought garden, that if you leave them bare, will fill up with something. Dr. Shad Helmstetter talks about this in his book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. I especially relate to the garden analogy. I can't tell you how many times, leaving a bare patch of earth to its own devices, it was always the weed that grew and never the flower. In the books that Napoleon Hill wrote in the early part of the 20th century, self-talk was discovered to be an integral part of success in those successful people that he interviewed. He called it auto-suggestion. And in the teachings of the Brave Thinking Institute, where I was trained and certified, we call empowered self-talk affirmations. And we are encouraged to do this as a holy exercise daily or several times a day. You see, we live in a sea of energy, a field of frequencies. The best analogy I can give you for this is our cell phones. They operate on frequencies. And if you know the frequency of someone else's cell phone, and if you match that frequency, you call that cell phone, that friend, anytime, anywhere. And that's how it is with the frequencies, with the field of energy around us. We call them vibrations. And these vibrations are attached to the one above it and the one below it. And the higher vibrations are harmonious with thoughts that translate into our visions, dreams, abundance, gratitude, love. And our thoughts that translate into self-talk about those same things have a certain vibration. If you infuse your self-talk with a feeling tone, with positivity, a burning desire, emotion, you can amplify your message to your own subconscious mind. And the power of our subconscious mind can be likened to the submerged part of an iceberg, the part below the surface of our own awareness, much larger than what is seen above the surface. And the subconscious mind, this is great, the subconscious mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is vividly imagined and spoken. No difference. Doesn't know the difference. And it powerfully influences us in calling forth the things that we think and say, calling forth those things into physical form in our lives. So here's an experiment you can do. Think of the words you want to describe you and the life you would love. Think them. Then I want you to write them out on a sheet of paper. And afterwards, speak them out loud. Here's an example. I am worthy. I am loved. I am on my way to my promotion. I have calm confidence. I have all the resources I need. I know that my divine and I are unstoppable together, no matter what. Because here's the thing. When you think a thought, when you commit it to paper, and when you speak it aloud, you are rewiring three different parts of your brain. And the culmination of these thoughts and words, along with appropriate action, will take you from possibility to probability to predictability. I wanted to share with you a little bit about a story early on in my life when I was in my 20s. I wanted to be a physical therapist so bad, and yet I did not have the financial means to pay for school or to support myself during that program. The school was so tough, you could not work a job and go to school and do well. No matter that, I just told myself over and over and over, I can do this. I will be fine. I will be a physical therapist. And you know what? My words weren't eloquent, but it happened. I became a physical therapist. First of all, I got accepted into school, which was a feat in itself. Then I went to the school, two-year school. Lots and lots of work, lots and lots of homework. And I did it. And I passed my boards. And for the next 25 plus years, I worked as a physical therapist. I want to share with you some lyrics from a couple of songwriters that talk about self-talk and the power of the word. 90s hip-hop artist KRS-One wrote in a song called I Will Make It, every time we state it and believe it, we create it. The power of your word is highly underrated. And then the soul singer-songwriter India Arie said in her song called Get It Together, the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty, and you will be there. It has been my pleasure speaking with you today. See you next time. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.